At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome in to another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? This will be known when I publish the audio as the Great Living Room Debate.
Okay.
Did you have a chance to listen to last Friday's show?
Like the whole show or the segment?
Either this segment or the whole show. Doesn't matter.
I listened to this segment.
Okay. This was the segment was, they described it as unserious generational things.
Okay.
So like if your mom and dad, made you clean your plate at dinner.
Yes.
And then you grew up and you did not enforce that. Things right. That got weeded out of parenting, I guess.
Or like if my parents, like during dinner, we had to eat at the table. Like now we sit in the living room and watch TV while we eat, something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't give a shit. We're like, whatever.
Right.
Now, let me say that at no point in any of the discussion that I just spoke of or in my time leading up to this, did I ever think that that is an interesting thing to talk about in any public forum at any one time ever.
Right.
They would disagree.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we pick this up. In this particular moment, before they get into the discussion about the living room.
Yeah.
Hot Wings is describing clothes that kids play in.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
This person writes, clothes are just clothes. I don't care if they get dirty. Kids outgrow stuff. Let them play. I like that one.
Okay. So somebody weighs in with that.
Yeah.
That's the little tidbit and the fun fact. Hey, I like that. Now, again, this is a rock show heard all across the country talking about letting kids play. Hot Wings. Listen to the droning.
All right.
And this is crazy because we just finished doing Who Are These Zanes, where he's all energetic and upbeat and hyper. Listen to this drone as he is basically saying the same goddamn thing that the caller took or the person texting in took 1 second to say.
Yeah.
Like you can have some nice stuff, but everything else, go get dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All my stuff was beat up all the time. That was like it was always grass stains and everything. Mm-hmm.
No need to chuckle there.
Yeah, that wasn't a real big problem when we were kids. It was like, I don't remember my mom, other than like good clothes, like real clothes, like for Sunday, you know, for church or whatever. Like she didn't want you playing mud puddles and a nice outfit, but everything else was like, whatever.
Great.
God damn it.
I feel smarter for having listened to that.
Oh, and they always kind of just like fizzle.
Like yeah, that, true.
You know?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That is unbelievable. Okay. Sorry, I'm distracted.
No, you're fine.
Making sure everybody's in the chat. Looks like they are. Okay, good. The next clip I titled as The Reason We Are All Here. Someone brings up that in homes, they're suggesting that there's a room that people have that no one ever goes in called a living room.
Yeah. My grandma has one of those.
Okay. Maybe like if you have guests over it's a more formal setting, I guess.
I don't even think if for formal occasions, anybody goes in this room at my grandma's house.
Okay. Now, so you can relate to this. I know I can relate to this. Probably everyone on the planet can relate to it. However, no one actually wants to discuss this.
Ever. No,
this isn't something to fucking talk about ever in any circle, again, let alone on a radio station. Here we go.
Yeah, we had the
room that was mostly for adults. Yeah. The stupid, pointless living room.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that gets it started. The stupid, pointless living room. Listen to this next comment.
It's really shocking that how many, like, hundreds of years or whatever it was that the common house style had, like, a fancy living room.
It's shocking. You mean like, oh, my God, the plane crashed?
Right.
Oh, my God. 9/11. Oh, my God. You're pregnant. Oh, my God. A living room has been around for more than 100 years.
Yeah.
It's really shocking that how many, like, hundreds of years or whatever it was that the common house style had, like, a fancy living room.
That feeling that you and I are having is the same feeling I would have back in the day. And it's the same feeling that they have now and the same feeling the audience feels. God damn it. Then he's off and running. Listen to this. This, you thought the first drone about play clothes was bad.
Yeah.
This drone is even worse. Uh-oh. And in it is spotted moments where the rest of the cast is going, ha ha. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, courtesy laughing. It's so bad. This is where the rubber meets the road on the great living room debate.
I mean, we could have, I suppose, used our living room, but we never wanted to go in there because there wasn't a television. What's the point of this room if... Yes, so it was probably like a 30 by 30 room that it started off life. And we had like a... It was a typical little like three-bedroom ranch. And then we had a couple of additions over the years. And one of them was, we turned the old garage into a new living space and then added a much bigger garage off to the end. And so like there was real concerted effort to build that room that we never used.
Greg goes,
it had a,
she laughs.
Why are they laughing?
Fireplace in it that we never used,
right?
Like,
and stone fireplace.
Looked great at Christmas, as Kelly said.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, stockings on the Christmas, hug with care. Hope that Saint Nicholas soon will be there. Right.
And that was about it. You know, that was about it.
Just peters out, and then the big laugh from Freebie.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly it. It just does that whole fizzle thing. And then that's it.
Is it an uncomfortable laughter? Like, or a nervous laughter? Like, I don't know what to do here. So I'm just going to fill the silence with laughter.
Not sure. Yeah. All I know is that's how it always is.
Right.
Okay. Before we get to the next part, I want to get this out of the way because I want to make sure that we can get it done because otherwise it'll be lost. And I also know that there's no fucking way we are going to be able to get all of this shit done that we have here today, but it's okay. We can save it for another time, but I want to make sure I've got this. I'm really, really excited about what I have to share with you. Okay. Can you see a guy with a pink hat?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I heard the audio of this.
Okay. Let me make sure I have this right. Share audio. Ladies and gentlemen, pay close attention to this.
Crispy R's. Once I was like, oh yeah, can I have a graham cracker?
Okay, I know exactly what they're talking about. And here are some celebrities with crispy R's. R's that sound like that. Okay, number one, Kourtney Kardashian has crispy R's. Max Greenfield, AKA Schmidt from New Girl. We have crime that warrant statistics. If you watch Succession, the woman who plays Carolina, her name is Doug Mara. I cannot pronounce her last name, but she has very sort of crispy R's and is very elegant. And I really noticed her crispy R's watching Succession this season.
You get the idea. You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
This is revealing what we've been focusing on. Kelly has what is known as crispy R's.
That's true.
Cars. Christmas. Incredible. New York.
You can hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Oregon. Come here. Temperature algorithms are incredible. For crust, cripple.
I don't know how she does it.
It's crispy R's.
That's crazy.
I wonder if she is aware of how crispy her R's are.
Yeah, probably not.
That is something that's hard to do.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Almost add a syllable to crispy. Crunch, crispy, crack. God damn it. All right. So much to get to on this. Let us start with some old free beer joke tagging. We've discussed joke tagging many times in the past. Now, in this one, I wrote down free beer completely blazes by Steve's funny observation here. Now, what's going on? The background of this is there was a story in the news about someone in one community is throwing frozen bananas off of an overpass and hitting people's cars with it.
Oh, all right.
And the person that they're interviewing in the news story is like a person on the street and who for some reason is more frustrated that they're wasting food.
Oh, God.
Steve parks on that, which is funny. He goes, oh, my God, he's worried about the food. But before anybody can react to what Steve just said, which is his laughing at that, free beer busts out a name of someone, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. Which gets zero laughs. When I wrote as again, showing his lack of wit in these moments, he can't just let Steve be funny. He's not listening to what Steve's saying.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, it's a little funny, but it's pretty crazy to think about. People are just throwing fruit and wasting food and I don't know, doing it for attention.
It's scary. You're really missing the point, stupid.
That was his big takeaway, is that it was a waste of food.
Thanks, Dylan Queefer.
Why?
What?
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Is that
some callback or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. And this episode is wrought with it. It was a rough day for free beer.
Because at that moment, that comment makes no sense.
They do this a lot when they watch video on there.
Okay.
They will reference something. Now, the only person who could understand what's going on here would be people who are actually watching the show, which is a very, very small percentage of people. Clip two, Steve is watching the same video and he makes a reference to the reporter as something that nobody gets except Greg, I think.
All right.
What do you got to do with your time if you're out throwing bananas at cars?
As people are sharing their reactions.
Said the guy sitting along the side of the road talking to the TV where he had been for 30 minutes.
Back to Tomb Raider for this report.
Hey, this is the spot near.
Does the reporter look like Laura Croft from that video game? Does she have like a gun strapped to her leg? And is she hot?
Yeah, short shorts.
What the fuck is that supposed to be? All right. They are doing a more from this story, and they interview a farmer for some reason in this local rural community. Same story. And in the background of the farmer's farm is a couch. Okay.
Yeah.
On like the property.
All right.
And Hot Wings, there's a swipe in between this clip to denote passage of time because he makes the first observation and then you'll hear a swipe and then later on you'll hear his joke that gets absolutely nothing.
In this ongoing case.
Nice of that barn owner to have that space for people to pull off after the banana attack and a couch sitting outside for seemingly no reason.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bananas now.
I mean, I'm investigating that barn owner.
Yeah.
You're driving everybody off the interstate. Oh, did you get hit by a banana? Why don't you come sit on my couch?
Yeah, right. Spider caught a fly.
Yeah, I would look into that person. Seems suspicious.
Yeah.
Oh! What a reaction.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, no.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to play a clip from retired sports broadcaster Mike Francesa.
Oh, okay.
They're teasing the clip. This is how he teases it.
On the way, the Free Beer and Hot Wings report next. Think about this. for us. This is a tease for the room, I suppose.
No,
when we leave radio, what will we miss? You may not know until you do it. So we'll have to look to the answer of a radio legend who has been gone from the business for a few years when he was asked what he misses. And I think his answer is gross.
Okay. So I heard that. I was like, oh, I wonder who it is. You know, who it is and what could he have possibly said that's considered gross? Now, a couple things here. First, what Francesa says in this clip, just play it. Francesa clip with Freebeer not giving Hot Wings a chance to talk and interrupts him for some reason.
Swick, when somebody dies and...
I actually need to tell you, Mike Francesa is going to say, I miss when somebody dies and then I have to explain to the audience who may not know who this elderly person is, how important they were to their respective sport. Let's say Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
His point is I can then explain to them my interactions with this famous person because he knew a lot of people. Right. That's what Greg said is so quote unquote gross, which I don't think it sounds gross at all. You know,
right.
It sounded like it was a thoughtful response. So I don't understand him saying it's gross.
And I think his answer is people? Gross.
I'm not sure what he means. Why would he even say that?
Yeah.
Swick, when somebody dies and, you know, that's where you need on the radio somebody who saw these guys play.
Right.
I mean, it's
so
hard.
So you miss being on the air when someone dies.
You just walk all over him. He does that all the time.
Yeah.
All right. They did a setup for a story. This is when they play, like, they get a prep service that has a bunch of audio clips, and they just play them sight unseen. If they're there, if they show, it's called the Delicious Audio or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
It's called the Freebeer and Hot Wings Report, and every radio station gets it. No radio station use them because they always suck. And, but these guys do.
Yeah. One of my all-time biggest pet peeves is during Freebeer and Hot Wings reports, if they play anything involving sports, because there's no lead up and there's no follow up to the 5-second play usually happens, which usually involves like a kick from a kicker, a 3-point conversion or something like that.
It's a big moment that by itself, it's not, I mean, who cares?
Right. Because it's audio form.
Right.
Yeah.
They're promoting this story about a raccoon running wild in an airport.
We've never seen anything like that, Travis.
Pardon me, I'm fucking that up already. This is the setup from this is the clip that they play. The raccoon is wandering around in the airport.
We've never seen anything like that traveling, have we, girls?
And tried to jump out at me. And I squealed.
We could just see his little tail, and we were like, that is a live animal. What is it?
This one, it looks like he was just trying to get back outside and, you know, made a wrong turn.
Okay, so they play that clip. Now, this is a nothing story. There's nothing you can talk about. And it's true, and I know this, because listen to the quote-unquote things they say after the story finishes.
You've never seen a raccoon while you were traveling, huh?
Shocking.
Never.
At the airport? Weird. Mm-hmm. Can't believe it.
That's it. That's all that they played. That's all they said.
What's the point?
Exactly. What is the fucking point? Why are we doing this? They do this so much.
Yeah.
This is something I wrote down as a production element tag fest. Now back to the Freebeer and Hot Wings show, and the guys are tagging each other, which is always a problem, and it gets really long and really not funny.
The Freebeer and Hot Wings show, featuring Freebeer.
Did I ever
ever tell you about glaucoma? I had a glaucoma near 50 years ago. I hadn't seen right in 40 years.
And hot wings.
I've been retired longer than you're alive.
And free beer.
You look like my nephew's uncle's son's brother's dad at the mall.
And hot wings.
I miss saying the word gams.
And free beer.
Oh, you're from America. Do you know Bill?
And hot wings.
When I was a kid, apples and bananas tasted different.
Now back to the free beer and hot wings show.
Too many.
It's like 1995. Jesus, fuck. That's something that also has a high burn. You play it once and it's okay. You don't have to play that anymore.
Yeah.
I wrote down Hot Wings chimes in on Name That Blank. I have no idea what else is going on here.
Number two, name the vehicle or vessel.
Hot Wings.
Okay. What's going on here is they're playing a theme from an old, one of the first animated features ever called Steamboat Willie. And okay. name the vehicle. The answer is Steamboat. Hot Wings knows the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's waiting for it to end. That music plays for extended time. This is a great example of Free Beer always tries to force jokes Hot Wings direction. When Hot Wings jokes at Free Beer, it's because there's a good reason. Usually when he says something fucked up or stupid.
Yeah.
And he beats him up pretty well. And I always like those. And Greg remains quiet. You can tell he's pouting about it. Free Beer. Whenever Free Beer is attacking Hot Wings, it's usually really forced and it doesn't make much sense. And this is a joke that he's been trying to facilitate, and it's never really caught on about how Hot Wings is really old.
Okay.
And he's not. He's a year fucking older than Greg.
Right.
Okay. So listen to this joke, because Hot Wings has this old timey music. He knows what the reference is. So thus he must be really old. Sorry, this is a long explanation, but Free Beer, listen to how he fucks up this joke.
Advantage. Hot Wings watched this on the radio when he was a little boy.
I watched it on the radio. Yes, I did.
So Free Beer tries to put it in his face with that. Yeah. Thing about him being old, and he fucks it up by saying Hot Wings watched it on the radio, which also doesn't fucking make any sense, because Steamboat Willie is a goddamn motion picture that you would see in a cinema. Okay. So I don't know what the fuck he's doing. And then he tries to talk his way out of it with this.
Distinct advantage. Hot Wings watched this on the radio when he was a little boy.
I watched it on the radio. Yes, I did.
He didn't have TV yet. Maybe you'd go see a picture.
Yeah, this was at the beginning of one of the early silent films.
Howings is helping him out now.
Howings, what is it?
Yeah,
that's a steamboat.
That's correct. The song is
so the whole thing was fucked up from the beginning.
Right.
All right. Let's see. I don't even know what this is.
Look, it's the
okay. Nothing. That's just his fucking.
Look, it's the.
He wanted to say, what's the...
Look, it's the...
And it came out as, what's the...
Look, it's the...
That's the whole clip.
The latest nice. Bit, yes. The latest bit that I think they either made up or got from the internet, but definitely not emailed in. We had something like this last time. This is another one of these.
Look, it's the biggest problem you're dealing with right now. Sometimes people need advice. This is not one that I thought... anyone would ever ask us. This came to the idiots at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Okay. So, yeah, someone emailed it in.
That's right.
I'm guessing they thought they would get sympathy, and maybe they will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe. I don't know.
But I don't like their chances.
Okay.
Sounds like he's... Did he get stoned or something in the commercial?
Subject line, baby mamas. First sentence, I'm a good guy. All right.
Okay, maybe you are.
I just turned 27 years old, and I have 7 kids.
How old?
Holy.
27.
27?
Uh-huh. With 7 different baby mamas from the past
God.
5 years.
Oh, right, so my put a condom God.
On. Okay. I don't believe that anybody would send that to them. I would need them to actually show me the original email. And even that could be easily be faked. I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
You still there?
Oh, it was.
Oh, no, you're there. It just froze up for a second.
Oh, okay.
The first thing, the reason why I don't believe it is because if we ever got an email like that, the first thing you do before you go on the air with it is you reach out to them and say, hey, we want to get you on the air to discuss this.
Okay.
You wouldn't just read the goddamn email. You got the guy right there. Okay. He came to your door and you say, yeah, remain anonymous. We're going to put you on. That's what you do. And Greg knows that but he can't put this guy on the air because he doesn't exist.
Okay.
Then as the bit goes on and it goes on for a while, he then goes, hey, we want to get somebody to call who's ever had something like this happen. It's like, idiot. If this is true, you got someone. He's right here. He came to you. You fucking idiot.
Yeah. Bet no one's listening who's had this same baby mama problem because it is not relatable to me.
So, again, it's that whole that a lot of people have wondered about how much of the show is reality these days. And I think very little of it, frankly, just my opinion.
Okay.
Bad reference, joke, and joke tagging leads to confusion. Same story. Okay. The guy has seven kids. And Greg busts out this horrible reference. Hot Wings tags the horrible reference, and it's shit. I'll have to explain to you after I play it.
So he's got seven kids under
seven different women.
Seven kids under five.
Yeah.
Yeah. That only works if you're playing cornerback for the New York Jets.
Yeah. Way to go, Nick Cannon.
Okay. There's a lot there.
Yeah.
First of all, does Nick Cannon play for the New York Jets?
No,
that's Hot Wings tagging Freebeer's horrible reference. And at first I thought, because he kind of mishes it, he said quarterback for the New York Jets. Does this mean Aaron Rodgers has a bunch of kids that we don't know about? Or
so he's got seven kids
with
under
seven different women,
seven kids under five.
Yeah.
That only works if you're playing cornerback for the New York Jets.
Yeah, way to go, Nick Cannon.
Okay, so I did
cornerback.
I did a little research because I vaguely remember a story. There was a guy that used to play for the New York Jets from like 2010 to 2013, who had several women from I had several kids from several women. The problem is, no one knows who the fuck that is.
No,
you have to learn to filter out those superfluous little blips in your brain that are popping in there. It's a waste of, it's stupid. It's a fucking waste of a breath. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Nick Cannon makes sense. Jets cornerback. No sense.
No. And even if you did know the name, which you don't, so you fucked up the joke from the beginning, even if you said the name, no one's going to know who that is.
Oh, hell no.
So I just shook my head at that. Part one of another free beer joke that makes no sense. Remember, I told you it was a bad week for free beer.
Yeah.
First, he reveals the text about working at a casino. They're still talking about having a lot of kids and child support. Somebody weighs in with information.
This text, he also seems like the kind of guy who would get a job at a casino so that his wages can't be collected for child support. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why. If you work at a casino, you're exempt from that. That can't be
that
right.
That seems like a big loophole.
Okay. All right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Listen to what Greg says next.
Come on down to Deadbeat Dad's Casino. Play craps. If you lose, no big deal.
Asshole. We're not talking about gambling at the casino. We're talking about working at the fucking casino.
Yeah.
You just said
Deadbeat
it.
Deadbeat Dad's Casino. That's a real shitty joke. And was that, was there no reaction to that afterwards?
Oh, no. I've got more examples of plenty of jokes that are just no response whatsoever to them.
Right.
Clip 21. This segment had it all. Stupid jokes, made up stories, and mangled words by the prince himself, Freebeer.
Nice.
Oh, that's somebody said it has to do with tribal nation.
Wait a
minute. Sovereignty.
Okay.
Okay. I take it back. That is oh fuck. That's the word is sovereignty. And he says
Oh, somebody said it has to do with tribal nation.
Oh,
sovereignty.
Okay.
Sovereignty.
All right. They played a clip of some comedian doing an updated version of the Stacey's Mom song.
Oh, great.
It was cute. They played it. It's about how after they grew up, they all thought that it was creepy that Stacey's mom liked high school boys.
Yeah.
And this led to Free Beer Joke Watch.
And
what is that?
It's a great question.
They want to know who sang the song.
I don't know. Okay. I saw it on TikTok.
Me too. And it didn't, in the one I saw, it didn't credit it.
John Comedian.
What a fortunate name for that career.
Yeah, that really worked out. Yeah.
That's very similar to Dr. Pap Smear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Smear would be a little on the nose.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
So, I'm not positive. I think the joke might work if he was saying Dr. Gynecologist or I don't know. John Comedian.
Yeah.
Okay, great. But then there's no point to even doing this. What he's doing there is he's referencing the film. This is just like the football player. He's referencing the first film called The Naked Gun.
Oh.
1988, Ben.
I love that movie, but there's I don't remember that.
No one remembers Dr. Pap Smear.
No.
God damn it. Stop doing that. They went back in time to, this viral video of the, remember the I Like Turtles kid?
Yes.
And Jonathan grew up and there was a viral video of him doing that bit again. All right. He was doing promotion for a movie for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They actually brought Jonathan, same makeup and everything.
Oh, nice. All
they
right.
played the clip and, the I Like Turtles clip gets us nothing.
Good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What'd you think of the movie?
I Like Turtles.
All right. You're a great zombie. Good times here at Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. Opening in theaters August 2nd.
I guess if it gets him a little bit of love and a little bit of money from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that's pretty good.
Yeah, maybe he got to
go viral again.
He got in free.
Hilarious.
That's all they said.
Wow.
And what is he laughing about?
He got
a hot wings. Yeah, I don't know.
He got in free.
He got in free.
He could barely get it out because he was laughing so hard.
He was cracking up so hard.
So funny.
Damn it. Oh, shit. Okay. This actually made me laugh out loud. Kelly must be stoned. They got a guy on the phone to play some game. And he's a fisherman.
Okay.
And I think Kelly is pretty dirty, actually. I think they have to be very careful with her and hit the dump button from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to what she says under her breath on the radio.
Okay.
How are you?
Doing well. Hey, I love the show, you guys. I listen every day.
Thank you very much, Josh.
You're a big fisherman. What do you fish for mostly?
Bass and catfish.
No, pretty good fish, not cats.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Holy shit.
She said pussy.
And they didn't dump it.
She said pussy.
Wow. Oh, holy shit. That's brazen.
It is so out of left field.
She's got more balls than all these guys in the room.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Together.
She absolutely does.
Doing well. Hey, I love the show, you guys. I listen every day.
Thank you very much, Josh.
You're a big fisherman. What do you fish for mostly?
pussy.
Bass and catfish.
No, good fish, not cats.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that was great.
Wow.
More of that.
Yeah, seriously.
Kelly does not go unscathed, though. I mean, we talked a little bit about crispy R's, which I'm so delighted that we now have a term and that someone else is hearing this, that other people are doing crispy R's.
It's just like when we discovered vocal fry.
Vocal fry. Now that someone else has noticed crispy R's.
Cars. Christmas. Incredible. New York. Come to Oregon. Come.
We can say she's got crispy R's.
New York temperature. Oh, yeah. Algorithms. Incredible. For crust. Cripple.
Oh, it's horrible. Kelly does not go unscathed, though, because I have a moment when I guess she's playing trivia and she didn't want to lose. So if she lost, that would mean she like has to buy everybody breakfast.
Oh, all right.
So in the entire trivia segment, I was able to pull 30 seconds of her, that screechy type of weirdo thing that she does with her voice.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, this is all, this will help you if, you know, you have a hard on right now, because you won't when you get done hearing this supercut.
It's okay.
Still turn.
Okay. I just had to say one.
Colonel, one, Josh one. Says,
we're we going to time. Go.
It's time.
About to quit.
It's okay. Well, just give up on me. We're good. Yeah. Oh, me, I swear to God. See, I'm in a heart attack for the third time. Right. No! Yo, somebody make a trivia remix of I'm Still Standing for me, please.
I think that would be a deal breaker for me. I think that if I were single and I had a woman who sounded like that anytime she got excited. Right. Like if she started to wail like a goddamn seal on a hot rock during sex, I'd have to leave. I mean, what's your dick saw? Well, you made noise. That's why.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That's incredible. That whole bit.
You probably want to hear it again, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm like mediocre soft or hard right now. So I want to get
if you really want to get soft.
There you go. It's okay.
Still turn.
Okay. I just had to say one.
Colonel Josh says,
we're going to time.
It's time.
About to quit.
It's okay.
Still turn.
Sorry, I started it over.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. I just had to say one.
Colonel Josh says,
we're going to time.
It's time.
But that one I think is the worst.
To quit.
Just give up on me. We're good. Yes. Oh, me, I swear to God. See, I'm in a heart attack for the third time. Right. No! Yo, somebody make a trivia remix of I'm Still Standing for me, please.
I think the worst part for me was the I had a heart attack for the third time. That part towards the end.
And I noticed I didn't include it, but when she goes like that, she does that a lot. The other guys are starting to go,
Really?
Right to her face, which, in my opinion, is a win. I mean, look, I hate these people. But at the end of the day, I take it back. I don't hate Hot Wings. I don't hate Steve and I don't hate Kelly. I just hate Free Beer. But they can still be funny if they would beat the shit out of her for that. You know,
yeah,
and acknowledge what is so obvious to everyone there. And that's what they don't do anymore. They don't bust each other's balls. And when they do, it's just saccharine and sensitive and shitty. It's a big fucking wet turd. Did you hear that they lost their Las Vegas affiliate?
I did not. Yeah, I didn't even know they were in Las Vegas.
They were in Las Vegas.
Okay.
The station would take them and air them at a different time or something like that.
Oh, all right.
On a hot talk station. And they were off in 8 months.
Wow.
So I don't know what the fuck happened there, but they're out. Okay. All right. I am exhausted. I mean, I have no more clips. I mean, I'm not exhausted. Okay. I can do this all day, but I have
exhausted
no
clips.
Yes. Yeah. I am exhausted of clips. I want to turn my attention over to the audience.
All right.
Maureen writes, that's torture to my ears concerning Kelly, Amanda says, I do miss some of Freebeer's word scrambles.
Hot Wings beat ups after.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Hot Wings stole my joke. And Patrick asks, wow, they lost that. I thought they had a year contract with them. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that is. No idea. Patrick says earlier, this is a pretty accurate description of the show. And then he wrote, free beer sucks. all right. Well, there you go. From the Crispy R studio, that is going to do it for this edition of Who Are These Free Beers?
Okay.
Then we're going to wrap it up. And I will talk to you again with episode 5 in the very near future. I'm excited also because coming up in a bit, we are going to have the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Yeah.
And we have to discuss about Ben being called out by Justin.
That's right.
From Who Are These Justins? I can't wait to explore that. That should be a lot of fun. So to everybody who is watching this now, hopefully you'll be able to join us for that on the video live stream and be part of the audience. But for now, that's going to do it for us. You folks are great. We thank you so much. And join us next time when we find out who are these free beers. Free beer. All right. See ya. And hello, Benjamin.
Hello.
We are off and running on another edition of Who Are These Free Beers?
Nice.
Where Ben Glaze and myself review various episodes from the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. This is episode 5 officially.
All right.
This is Ben. That's more for them, not for you.
Right.
I know you know those things.
Yeah.
This one came to us. Ben and I noticed that on it's a wealth of information on the old Free Beer and Hot Wing Show subreddit.
Oh yeah, definitely.
When people comment about things on that show that annoy them or bother them or
yeah.
We have a tendency to jump on those and kind of take, I think you were the one who checked this one out first and said, hey, you have to check out the improv bit.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That our
heroes. Somebody pointed it out and they were like, I wanted to turn it off the whole entire time, but okay. They kept listening, but they must've just, you know, hate listened.
Right. And so I'm going to break this down. We are going to break this down with a little closer scrutiny, because when it's all kind of flying out at one time, it's tough to like really break something down.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, I want to get to more production woes on the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, Ben. And I know this is something near and dear to you because probably your biggest strength is editing and timing and things like that. Just what makes the segment move.
Yeah. And I'm very meticulous about it.
Yeah, quite astute to say the least. I mean, that's goes without saying. So you might pick up on things like the they're known as rejoins, and we've partnered on these before, where they'll come out of commercial and there's music, and then they'll supposed to play, I guess, something that gives a little sense of what goes on the show. I honestly believe that those moments that radios kind of move past that.
Okay.
We're to a point now, I think, where that's not that impressive to like build these long, elaborate pieces of production, because it kind of takes away of the real reason why you're there, and that is to hear the show. It takes time away from the show, and it doesn't, especially when it's done poorly like this. It doesn't do anything but annoy.
Okay.
And I think that's the case here. Basically, the whoever is doing the production, I think it's Kelly, she takes annoying shit and makes an intro out of it.
There. All right.
Here we go.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
You can hear that, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, featuring free beer.
Yodelady, 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 hoo!
And hot wings.
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
And Steve.
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
And Kelly.
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
And Maitland.
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Did that feel as bad to you as it did to me?
Oh, yeah. Like nails on a chalkboard. Dude, intros used to be funny. You know what I mean?
It was the high points that,
right.
And well, there, those are few and far in between on this show. So
yeah,
they should just scrap everything at this point. Just to commercial ends, turn on the mic and Greg says, hey, we're back. We're right. Just a music bed with nothing underneath it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the fact that they had to go through five fucking names there.
Right.
Okay. Again,
that's a lot.
Not all those people need microphones.
True.
When listening to the pre-Beer and Hot Wings shows that they publish,
yeah,
you hear two, sometimes, well, three. You hear three, and Joe's there too, but Joe doesn't talk.
Right.
On
yeah.
Those shows.
Just when he's gone to, basically.
Right. And that was the formula. So I don't know how the fuck they decided to take the only winning formula and add people who have no business being on the microphone. Steve's the absolute worst.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly's voice is nails on a chalkboard. Maitland sounds like a little kid. I mean, she seems like a nice chick and all, but she sounds like a kid.
Yeah.
And it's not like she's saying anything is incredibly funny. So I don't know. Sure. Anyway, I redid that intro to make it sound a little better. If you'd like to hear it, Ben.
Okay. Yes, I'd love to hear it.
Free Beer and Hot Wings Show featuring Free Beer.
Yodelady, 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 yodelady.
Hot Wings.
Yodelady, yodelady.
And Steve.
Yodelady, yodelady.
And Kelly.
Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady.
And Maitland.
Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady.
That's great. Well done.
Thank you, Ben. We now move to something that everybody's fighting to hear, and that is Free Beer and Hot Wings improv skills.
Yes.
This bit. Okay. First of all, Free Beer is the showrunner and the executive producer. He decides what bits they're going to do, when they're going to do them, and the things that they are going to talk about, the things that they are not going to talk about. And everybody goes, okay. So he has two roles, running the show and coming up with these things. So he is the one who said, hey, let's go back to a time when that comic taught us, did some improv with us, and we'll replicate it. Her name's Molly Rayner. She's very nice. She used to be an intern on the show. Did you ever meet Molly?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Super sweet. So the problem is Molly's not there.
Right.
Oh, our heroes have to do the improv themselves.
Yes.
The first clip is the setup. Okay. And it's see if you can follow along. I'll explain. It's a little bit of a longer clip. This is a little over a minute, but it kind of sets up what they're doing here.
She taught us several, but we asked her to teach us some improv games. And one of them is the question game, where we have a scenario for the five of us that we're doing something. So I need an activity the five of us could be doing, but it's not the five of us. It can be, you know, like at that time it was.
You see, that already sounds confusing.
It is. Yeah.
We need an activity for the five of us, but it's not the five of us.
Yeah.
If he had written it down as to what he actually wants to do here and explained it like a normal person and not someone who's an idiot, it might be easier to understand, but you're able to piece it together as he talks more.
Mom driving with four kids. Okay.
Okay.
Let's not recreate that one.
Okay.
And then you take turns and each person has to ask a question that moves the storyline on. It has to be a question. So you have, if you have an activity that all of us could be doing, you can text it 1-800-947-3979. Or you can,
which is stupid because they have to do it right now.
Right.
So no one's going to text it in.
Shout one out, Steve.
We're going to Vegas.
We're going to Vegas
for a bachelor party.
Okay. We're flying.
Yeah, of course.
And it's a co-ed bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Who's getting married?
Your mom.
And we're going for the bachelor party with her beau. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. No, your mom needs to be one of us. Your mom's getting married.
Okay.
And his,
by the way, all these details could have been worked out ahead of time if they had a discussion about it off of the air.
And flying.
Oh, his
it should be driving so that they could all just be talking amongst themselves instead of
Doesn't matter. It doesn't make sense. Ben, it is not gonna matter. You wait.
Minutia.
His boys invited all of us to the bachelor party.
Okay. So we're going for Dick's bachelor party.
Mm-hmm. That's Greg's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, my 86 year old.
Yeah, they're getting renewing their vows.
Okay, okay. We're invited by Dick's boys.
So me?
He's best man. Yeah, he's planning it all.
Shut up, little kid.
Yeah. It could be me. No, yeah. It wouldn't be.
Yeah,
it'd be some guy named Jim Roach or something. Yeah.
Merlin.
Your dad have a friend named Jim Roach?
He did. I don't know if he's still alive. So scratch that.
Roaches never die.
That name just sticks in my head.
All right. So we already don't really know what the fuck is happening.
Right. He just made a reference to something that only he knows.
Correct. So that's the setup. I guess they're going to go to Vegas. And they're, I guess, different people going to the bachelor party, and they can only talk in questions.
Yes.
When it's called improv comedy, that's one thing. Take away the word comedy, and you have this. Listen to how this goes. Again, you're supposed to be doing something funny as you ask in question form. Free beer with the first one.
We're at the airport, getting ready to board. What zone are we?
You opened with what zone are we?
Yeah.
And then everybody else follows suit. Maitland.
Okay. What flight are we on?
That's the joke. You know, you're supposed to say something funny there.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't know how you don't see this coming, that no matter what you do, it doesn't matter the scenario. No one's going to say anything funny.
No,
there's nothing funny here whatsoever.
It's a recipe for failure.
All right.
Okay.
Hot Wings has to be woken up.
Okay.
He can't keep up. So Freeber has to tell him that it's his turn. This is embarrassing.
What flight are we on?
Hot Wings. So we're going Freeber, Maitland, Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve. Mm-hmm.
You think I would know?
We're three questions in. It's going to catch fire eventually, right?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you think we could get upgrades?
Jesus. Here's Steve. Not only is he not going to ask a funny question, but Steve's tone of voice here.
Why would you ask me that?
Oh, God.
Have you ever heard of someone who is so incapable of doing, if he were to announce that Russia has just launched nuclear weapons at the United States, it would sound like this.
Why would you ask me that?
Sounds like Eeyore.
Oh. All right. Cut 9. Free beer. He's gonna ask a question that's funny at some point, right? Maybe it's this one.
Is anyone allergic to peanuts? Because I brought 3 bags.
Nice.
Maitland.
Should I drink the coffee?
Now, in this next clip, Hot Wings offers a tell on this segment.
Okay.
I believe he breaks character here with this next question. And because he's not happy with how this bit is going.
All right.
Why are we doing this again?
Nice.
I can read through, because that doesn't make any sense, because they're all asking questions about, what gate are we at?
Yeah.
Write this. What's that? Peanuts, coffee. But Hot Wings says,
why are we doing this again?
It's what every listener is wondering.
Correct.
Yes.
Which, if I were on that show, that's what I would want to do. I would want to do.
Right.
I would want to disrupt this bit to make it interesting. This is not interesting. It's not funny. It's not engaging. There's nothing here. There's absolutely nothing here. But this keeps going.
Yeah, if you were on the show, you guys probably would have gotten in a fight about it, about whether or not it's good, if you should keep going, that kind of stuff. And it would have been great.
I would have said, boy, this is fun. This is a good idea. This is going great.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Free Bear fucks up the whole thing, though, because it's his bit and you're supposed to ask questions. And then he doesn't ask a question.
Okay.
So they jump on him.
I wonder if my dad is going to have like lots of strippers or just one that he's really into.
That's a statement.
Jeez.
So then they kind of turn on him, which is kind of funny, but doesn't really go anywhere, you know?
Whatever. This is the part where they're all busting his balls with questions, right?
Yeah, you know, but they then, it went from that to, well, you see, the dad's name is Dick.
Oh, so yeah, that's right.
They then turned, because you did listen to this, right?
Yes, okay, yes.
So it goes on for a couple of minutes of what I just played for you, of just fucking silence in between each of these moments.
Yeah.
And then after Freebear fucks it up, the decision is made to turn to the Dick jokes.
Okay.
Okay. Freebear is going to do this. And then he's going to, at the end of this, he's going to drop something. He's going to say something that he's been saying for 30 years that I've been listening to him in different shapes and forms. And I'll park on that.
Do you think we'll have fun at Big Dick's bachelorette party?
It's a bachelor party.
Whatever.
My dad's from a generation where gender still matters, Kelly. Just kidding.
Okay. He has a good joke.
Yeah.
My dad's from a generation where gender still matters. And then he's so afraid always.
Yeah.
When he says a joke that's in any way can be screwed up, he will drop.
Just kidding.
Now, yeah. He said it really fast because he's used to saying it all the time.
Right.
But that was him saying, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Just kidding.
He has to throw that in, and it annoys people very badly. In fact, I'm building a folder
of jokes
of him saying a joke that's actually good, and then submarining his own jokes with "Oh, I'm just kidding."
Nice.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Stop saying dude. We know you're kidding.
Yeah,
because you're the most milquetoast fuck on the planet. You don't need to tell us. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
We know.
Right. That's what you're supposed to do is joke around.
It's a joke, Dick. Don't say I'm just kidding anymore.
Right.
Just kidding.
I got to hear the whole thing again.
Do you think we'll have fun at Big Dick's bachelorette party?
It's a bachelor party.
Whatever.
My dad's from a generation where gender still matters, Kelly.
That's a good joke.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Fucking wrecks his own joke.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now we're fully going to enter the world of Dick jokes.
Okay.
How many strippers do you think Dick will handle?
But Steve said it, so it's kind of fucked up. It sounded like this, actually.
Why would you ask me that?
It sounded the same as that.
How many strippers do you think Dick will handle? Why would you ask me that?
Nice. What were you gonna say?
Some of these Dick jokes just don't—they're not put together well enough to make it euphemized. Great.
No, that one was weird.
How many strippers do you think Dick will handle?
I don't.
Yeah,
know.
That sounds a little clumsy. They get a little bit. They start to make more sense.
Okay,
but the problem is, it's the lowest hanging fruit, and it's
true.
None of this is really that funny, you know?
Yeah.
Maitland has a Dick joke.
How many shots will Dick handle?
That doesn't make sense either.
It's not funny because it doesn't really apply to your dick. You know what I mean?
Right. Because that's like if you're doing Dick jokes, the suggestion is a dick is going to drink shots. Like there's a cock there. Taking shots.
Exactly. Like if she had said, how many strokes do you think Dick could handle? Like that makes more sense.
Or if she says, are they going to golf beforehand? How many strokes can Dick handle?
Which yes.
Also sucks, but at least it makes sense.
Yes, it does.
All right. Freebeer's Dick joke kills here. This really turns the corner.
Can I do one? How many strippers will handle Dick?
There we go.
All good jokes start with, can I do one?
Can I do one? How many strippers will handle Dick? Just kidding.
Just kidding. It actually sounded like it could have gone there.
Can I do one? How many strippers will handle Dick? Just kidding.
Listen to that big laugh there.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
He said he set it up with, can I do one? and then whatever he said, and then oh my God.
Wow.
Dave Chappelle there?
Right.
By the way, Freebeer's dick joke was apparently too raunchy, and Steve had to clean it up. Remember, Freebeer's dad's name is Dick, Ben.
Yes.
So, you know, in case the FCC is tuning in, Steve's going to fix this shit, Ben.
Right, your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
your dad's dick. Why would you ask me that? Why would you ask me that?
That's his version of saying, just kidding, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. That ends. What do you follow up one amazing improv segment with?
Let's try another round. We just found out that Hot Wings and his girlfriend are having a baby. That one's from the audience, not from me.
Congratulations, man.
We just found out. Hot Wings just told us.
Okay.
Kelly.
How is Hot Wings' girlfriend having a baby when she's a dude?
By the way, she got a little shrieky there.
Yes.
Didn't you tell us your sperm was dust?
Do you even want a baby, bro?
How does that even work?
Okay. Okay. So you heard all of that.
Yes.
Several of them netted us this many laughs.
That's great.
That was pulled from all of that.
Okay. That's great.
All right. Hot Wings is on a roll now. Hot Wings is scoring major improv points, Ben.
Okay.
And he's getting big laughs from Free Beer because they're all talking, you see, Ben, about this hypothetical scenario where Hot Wings is going to have a baby with his girlfriend. But Hot Wings is kind of dipping back into real life. And whoa.
Where can I hide from all of this?
Whoa. That was a big belly laugh right there.
It was a gigantic laugh.
Yes.
It's unnerving how big the laugh is.
Damn.
That's like Justin Nettleback level. I kind of did a little arts and crafts on that. If you wanted to add this for a, I don't know, maybe a ringtone.
That'll wake you up in the morning.
Holy shit. All right. Three more questions / jokes that generate nothing.
Do you want to have some of my kids so you can practice?
How old will you be when I graduate?
Okay, one more time.
Do you want to have some of my kids so you can practice?
How old will you be when I graduate?
Again, that generated this and this.
Yeah. Because it's comedy gold, Eric.
What the fuck is going on with these guys? All right. Like I said, Hot Wings is crushing. He's dipping into that real life / fictitious improv life world here. Okay. Letting these two collide.
Boom. Why would any of you ask me any of these questions when you clearly know that I'm super sad?
Hot Wings kills again.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to save 29 for last. Same thing.
Okay.
Clip 30. Hot Wings totally killing again.
Does anyone think I'm having a good time?
And finally, this segment would not be complete, Ben, if we didn't have another world famous Free Beer word scramble.
Oh, nice.
He's trying to participate, do his thing, ask a question in this improv bit. And this is what we get. They're talking about Hot Wings and the baby. This is what Free Beer says.
When can we see the baby? When, where it comes from?
When, where it comes from? Is that what he said?
When can we see the baby? When, where it comes from?
Okay, now nobody said shit after he said, quote, when can we see the baby? When, where it comes from? Now, that's another great moment where, you know, extensive ass kicking would take place.
Right.
So he fucks up earlier when he doesn't ask a question. Then he doesn't speak English for a period of time. And then after this was all done, they did yet another improv game.
Oh, shit.
Where you had same thing, silly scenario, and then letters of the alphabet. So the first statement has to be with letter A. Second statement has to be with the letter B. And they went all the way to like free beer, and it's supposed to be on like F. And he starts with like the letter W.
Oh, geez.
And they just, fuck. So then they like beat the shit out of him, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but I mean, if you go into a bit and you don't know that those three things are going to happen, and first of all, Freebeer hates looking like an asshole. So if he had it his way, they would just go ahead and him not fucking up any of this shit. And they just continued on with a boring bit that generates you zero laughs and goes nowhere. He would take that because he hates when he looks like an asshole. Fortunately for us, I'm going to take these moments, and I have a nice little folder growing of Freebeer saying, just kidding. And Freebeer with his word scrambles that like,
when can we see the baby, when, where it comes from?
So that we can get a big compilation. If any of you ever hear Freebeer saying, just kidding, please tell me what show and the timestamp.
Yeah.
Or
please.
If you hear him murder a series of words, in another Freebeer word scramble.
Yes.
Benjamin, that's all I got from the soon to be famous Freebeer and Hot Wings show improv segments. I hope that they keep doing them. I know we'll keep listening. Honestly, if you were to go ahead and listen to any show, any segment, you could do, anybody could do one of these shows. Ben, do you want to be tasked with actually, I'll like hand you the next one. And it won't be next week because we've still got to do who are these Zanes, and we've got to do who are these Justins. So I want you to go ahead and are you up for that?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Ben's clips the next time he will review a segment from one of our favorite shows, Freebeer and Hot Wings show, and we'll come back with that. Now, if you are enjoying the live stream as we do this, we are 16 minutes from the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now, there isn't usually a lot of opportunity to like tease things on the show.
Yeah.
There's something to tease on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Something dramatic with our pal Ben Glaze. Right, Ben Glaze?
That's right. Yes. A little announcement, maybe.
Are you up for going to the races on Saturday?
I'm going to Dave Chappelle on Saturday.
Oh, my God. What?
Yes. Yeah. At Little Caesars Arena.
Oh, dude. That's awesome. That is great. Yes, definitely do that. Okay, Ben, thanks for asking the question with me. Who are these free beers? We will talk to you soon.
Yodelay-hoo.
Yodelay. Okay, see ya. Yeah.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.